It's all in.
Welcome to another edition of Dr. D's Two Cents. Once again, I'm Dr. Drew, a.k.a. Mr. Coughlin. As always, my trusty sidekick, Chris Preston.
Hey! Yo, are we a friend of this one?
There we go.
Alright.
At least you got some applause this time.
No, it's for
I never seem to ever get any applause for my own show.
No, it's for, I think I do.
It's okay.
Here, I'll make
it's
up
for it. It's fine. No, I don't care. Oh, of course, the Nazis. Always make me feel better with the Nazis.
Here we go.
Thanks, Chris.
Sorry.
How's it going, Chris?
Doing good. I had to clear my throat, too.
I know. My throat's all dry.
I'll finish my beer. How about we drink some beer? Cheers, sir.
Oh, cheers.
To this month's Dr. Drew's Two Cents.
Yes, sir.
Drew's drinking what is that?
It's 6 Point Rad. They call it Summer Crusher. It's like a half beer. It's half beer, half citrus fruit.
Oh, juice. So it's like an American shandy?
Yeah, exactly. It's only 3.2 alcohol percent.
Yes.
So you can just pound them all day long. You're
supposed to drink them all day.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what they're made for.
I'm drinking the opposite. I got a Hopsecutioner. Oh, very nice. 7% alcohol by volume. You're only supposed to drink one or two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, a 6-pack. I have no idea what we're talking about today. I have no idea what this month's Dr. Drew's Two Cents. Did you know that they put out a new... I don't know if they're new standards or what. Who even did it? The government?
Standards?
Or maybe it's the medical industry. Whatever would be considered binge drinking or heavy drinking.
Okay.
And for women, it's 8 drinks a week. And for men, it's 14 to 16 drinks a week.
So it's ridiculous.
It's very much a drink.
It's very sexist as well.
Yeah, it is. Well, they're smaller. They're fairer, fragile. It's a little sexist. My best in science, I have no idea. If you drink more than a drink a day.
Then you're an alcoholic?
Just a heavy drinker.
Back in the day, people used to have to drink beer because you couldn't drink the water.
Oh man, I saw somewhere that said back in the day,
and that's why
it was customary to drink a beer for breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
And that got swapped out with coffee and tea along the way somewhere.
I'm sure. Well, because people would rather be up than down in the morning. Man, wake up, get drunk. I mean, that's
something. You're like, well, not wake up. Don't wake up and drink. Wake up and drink a beer.
What if that beer gets you drunk?
O'Doul's. That's like decaf coffee.
Yeah, sounds awful.
I'm just saying. Old ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they're a good way. Sometimes they're bad. Not for us to decide. I have no idea. So what's this month's doctor? I have no idea.
You don't even know. You're flying by the seat of your pants here.
I have no idea what's going on.
It's awesome. I love it. It's kind of like common misconceptions or things that people, like a lot of people, just get wrong, even though, you know, we have science or other facts that prove otherwise.
Ooh, like an urban legends busting type of thing, like
kind
a myth busting type of thing.
Not really. I consider them more common misconceptions.
Common misconceptions.
Like it gets like what was it? What sparked this? Somebody on Facebook. I'm not going to say who. Said something like, "I bleed red. I have blue eyes, and I'm white.
And I'm white.
So I'm an all American." And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you could be French or English, or because I was thinking of all these other countries that also have, you know, red, white, and blue, such as Australia, Bermuda, the British Virgin Islands, Cambodia, Chile, Cook Islands, Costa Rica, Cuba, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Dominican Republic, the Falkland Islands, the Faroe Islands, Fiji, France, Iceland, Laos, Liberia, Luxembourg, Montserrat, Nepal, the Netherlands, New Zealand, North Korea, Norway, Panama, Paraguay, Puerto Rico, Russia, Sabah, Samoa, Schleswig-Holstein, it's a federal state of Germany, Serbia, St. Martin, Slovakia, Slovenia, Taiwan, Thailand, Turks and Caicos Islands, United Kingdom, the United States. And that's all the flags that are just red, white, and blue.
And alphabetically we're last?
Yes.
That's hysterical.
Alphabetically we are
probably because historically we're probably most recent as well.
Exactly.
Right?
More than likely.
Well, obviously the red, white, and blue is because of Brits. Union Jack.
Exactly.
So it was our version of the Union Jack.
Of sorts.
Also, red, white, and blue, they look good together.
They do.
It's a nice combination of colors.
I'm just saying, when people say, you know, red, white, and blue.
It's American.
Go America. Yeah, well, there's a whole list of other countries that are just as red, white, and blue as you are, buddy.
That's hysterical, man. Yeah, the Puerto Rican flag and the Cuban flag, pretty much the same thing. Color, yeah. Just a few of the colors are inverted. Mm-hmm. That's all. Very. That's hysterical. Yeah. Red, white, and blue. That's one of your Facebook friends, you say?
So somebody that I know, personally.
Somebody you know on Facebook.
Oh, man. So, you know, and then I was thinking to myself, there are a lot of common misconceptions like that. Like,
So that's it. Common, so is that what we're going to title the episode? Yeah, Dr. Juju Sense? Common misconceptions?
Probably.
I like that. All right.
More than likely.
All right, well, then I guess that means we're going to start. This is the beginning of the show of common misconceptions. Dr. Juju Sense. I'm excited.
So, yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff.
All right.
We're going to start with some history. I got some food stuff, some science stuff. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
All right.
So, first off.
Face off?
Where did this go? All right. Here we go.
That's right. Not talking about movies, but.
We're going to start with history.
All right.
All right. So, what do you know about the Library of Alexandria, Chris?
What's
the one thing that you know about the Library of Alexandria?
It's in Alexandria.
And
it's a library.
And.
Well, that's already two things. That's two things I know about it.
And it was burned by the Muslims in 641, the burning of the Library of Alexandria.
The burning of the Library of the Right.
So, you know, blah, 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 lost knowledge, so on and so forth.
Well, yeah, that happens. That's if you want to really crush a people, you try to wipe off all existence of their evidence of their existence. Great way to do that is by burning their libraries and their books and their
knowledge. So did you know that the Library of Alexandria wasn't destroyed by the Muslims in 641?
Who was it destroyed by?
People don't know who it was destroyed by, but the story of it being burned by the Muslims didn't appear until hundreds of years later.
So it was like a propaganda tool?
In a work by Bar Hebraeus in the 13th century. That was 100 years later. Contemporary accounts of the invasion, you know, accounts that were written at the time don't include anything about the library's destruction.
Mm.
And most people think that it was probably destroyed centuries before. And, you know, no one even talked about it. Something just kind of happened and it probably fell into disrepair and people just kind of forgot about it as opposed to it being destroyed.
By Muslims.
By the Muslims.
So something that was perpetrated by obviously another group of people,
but
looking for a way to galvanize support against it.
I mean, there was definitely a library that was burned near that time, and it was funny too. It was a key repository of Christian literature. Huh. The Library of Caesarea was burned around that time, not the Library of Alexandria. So,
is it possible by Muslims?
Yes. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
It was just around that time is when that book depository got destroyed.
So is it possible that the stories of the libraries got transposed? Like the titles of the first two Bruce Lee movies?
Probably.
They got switched
by
accident.
Nobody probably cared about the Library of Caesarea in all reality at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Christianity wasn't very big at the time. It wasn't a world religion as it is today.
It was brand new, only a couple hundred years old.
So nobody really gave a fuck about it.
It takes a while for that to get
steam. So, you know, a couple hundred years later, they probably just kind of switched the names. It was like, oh, it was the Library of Alexandria. The Muslims burned bad Muslims.
It's just another example of... lies perpetrated throughout time, like to put down a group of people.
Well, you know, to the victor go the spoils, Chris.
Yeah, the winners write history. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
So
that's what I was saying. The winners wipe out whoever they beat. They try to just.
But in this day and age,
they deface them.
We have
denounce them.
Empirical evidence proving otherwise.
You would hope, yeah. As long as people actually look at the evidence.
Well, that's I'm here.
That's the whole point.
That's what I'm doing, bro.
I like it.
That's why I'm here. all right.
Thank God for Dr. Drew.
The pyramids on the Giza Plateau.
The pyramids.
Built by?
Israelites. The Jews. Enslaved by the Egyptians.
Enslaved. All right. So did you know that recently there was some excavations done? Near the Giza, near there.
I know that they're always doing excavations in that area.
So they've found the what they believe is the workers' quarters.
Oh, okay.
and their apartments a lot like this.
Oh, I have heard. Yeah. A whole area for...
Yeah, this tiny little city.
And the whole area for the slaves.
Well, you see, that's just it, though. Due to what they've... Like, the artifacts that they've found, whoever was living there, and they assume it was the workers, whoever was living there, they weren't poor, and they were not treated disrespectfully or anything. There was they had just as much as amenities as regular citizens. In fact, it showed that there was actually quite a bit of wealth in the area.
So there was a working middle class.
Exactly. They were actually
in the foothills of the pyramids.
They were paid, skilled laborers.
Huh. Interesting.
Not slaves.
Interesting. But that goes against everything that I ever heard about how the pyramids were built.
Well, the history books told you wrong.
Oh.
And you know, that whole Egyptians enslaving the Jews thing, that kind of ties into religion as well.
Well, so, yeah, absolutely. That's where I learned about, that's the first time I ever heard about the pyramids or how they were built. And it was the Jews were enslaved and Moses had to let my people go. And then the frogs came down, they split the sea and then the exodus in the desert. Yeah, and then it went to Canaan and it was a land of milk and honey. There were giants there, but they defeated them. And I can keep going.
Yeah. Well,
actually, no, I can't. From there, I lose.
There is some archaeological evidence to the contrary, sir.
Okay, so it's like when, I guess you can look at America. A lot of the towns in our country have been built because, like, some sort of commerce was set up there, like a mine or a factory or something, and then it was just like the workers' camp.
Yeah.
And that's where the workers, and then they started building the town so the workers could live there because that's where they're if they're building something.
Yeah.
Oh,
same type of deal. Apparently that's the way things are built, Chris.
It's possible that they started the pyramids. Follow me on this one. I'm going with kind of an intelligent design thing right here, right? Devil's advocate type of deal. If you give me the pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay. They enslaved the Jews. That's how they started building the pyramids, and they got them going, and they're like halfway up, you know. And there's like scaffolding and shit,
Perhaps there was some slave labor used.
No, that's what I'm saying. Hold, wait, I'm getting there. Okay, so got the slaves. Moses comes along. Let my people go. Frogs, river, splits, the Pharaoh, drown, all that stuff, right? Right out of the Bible. Take the slaves to get out of there to go in the desert to run away from them. Now the Egyptians are like, what the fuck are we going to do? We got no one to enslave. So now they got to start paying the workers. All right, now here you go. Okay, now let's get the worker going. Yep. And that's how the work.
Yep,
and that's the world's first middle class because of the slaves freeing themselves and the vacuum left by the lack of they needed workers. So they actually started paying them.
Yeah,
all the money that they saved from slave labor.
Chris, if you were building this giant monolithic thing that was to stand the test of time,
which I am,
that you know you want to last forever.
Yes, yeah, that's the plan. That's the point.
Would you have people that you have just enslaved who have no idea what they're doing? Would you let them build that for you?
First I'm gonna whip them into learning how to do it properly, and then I'll whip them into making it properly, and then when they're done, then I'll whip them to death, and then I'm fine because I'm alive and it's built properly because I did it under the whip.
You see, that's...
Cat of nine tails, they call that.
That doesn't make any sense. But if I wanted to build mine, I think I would find the... I mean, and if I was a god king, good lord, I would just be like, yo, who are the best builders? And how much do you cost? I'll probably pay you half of that because I'm your god king. But I need you to build this thing for me. I mean, I'm sure there were slaves that were being used to, you know, haul away rubble or just manual labor or bringing rocks over.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure the majority of the actual building was done by skilled to semi-skilled laborers getting paid a decent wage.
So you're saying if I cast a logical eye on what I was told, things start falling apart?
Perhaps.
Oh. I don't know if I like this episode very much.
All right. So, do you remember
when... Let me drink some more of this hopsicutioner before we move on here.
So, when you think of Vikings, Vikings, like even the football team.
Vikings, yes.
The Minnesota Vikings. What's the one thing that all Vikings have in common?
White
their helmet.
White, blonde-haired, horned-helmeted motherfuckers.
Boom. Horned helmet. There is no archaeological evidence that Viking wore horns on their helmets. Zero. There is zero archaeological evidence. In fact, the only images that started the Vikings wearing horned helmets It stems from the scenography of an 1876 production of Der Ring des Nibelungen, an opera cycle by Richard Wagner.
Oh, a Wagner opera.
So a Wagner
really?
Opera, they decided to put horns on Vikings, and it has stuck ever since.
That makes sense
because archaeological evidence.
It's Richard, right?
Yeah.
Richard Wagner at the time was like, I mean, he was like Beethoven. He's like Michael Jackson now, world renowned for his music and what he did. Mm-hmm. He was a tastemaker of sorts, so it makes sense that he would do something artistically. He portrayed a Vikings with horn helmets.
Yes.
And now it's
And now it's stuck forever.
That's hysterical.
In everything. But there is zero archaeological evidence. Wow. I mean, paintings of the times, no horns on helmets.
Yeah. Well, done something for dramatic purposes for a fucking macabre German opera.
And it stuck.
By a amoral monster of a man who had just happened to write beautiful music.
Uh-huh.
Tristan and Isolde is a beautiful, beautiful opera. Mm-hmm. Man, that's crazy. That's hysterical. I love that. No idea.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's funny. Yeah. It's, what's the one Nothing. Thing you think of?
Exactly.
The first thing I did think of was the horn on the helmets. And yeah. That's even on the goddamn football logo.
That's why I'm talking about
that
it.
That is hysterical. Preconceived notion smash. I need a sound. No, that's not good enough. I'll figure it out.
Okay. So when you think Marco Polo, right?
Yeah.
The old story is, you know, he imported pasta.
The old story is that he got lost and he kept you on his first name and someone was on his last name and he followed the sound.
Until he got to China
and then he brought back pasta. Brought back, yeah, right, because that's where, that's where pasta started.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah.
So did you know that pasta, as we know it today, was actually introduced by the Arabs from Libya during their conquest of Sicily in the late 7th century?
The Libyans.
Predating Marco Polo's travels to China by about 600 years.
Wow. So that's how pasta got to Italy.
Yes.
Not from
the Arabs invaded, took it over, sowed their brown seed. That's why Italians are dark. I mean, you've seen the... We're not talking about movies, but we're talking about movies.
True romance.
The true romance scene. That's pretty historically accurate.
If you don't know what he's talking about, just go to YouTube, Google true romance, Christopher Walken, Dennis Hopper, it'll pop right up. The wars.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. So there's evidence. So is that the first evidence of pasta being made in the world then? It was in the Middle East area,
yes.
Libya, that area?
Everything comes from there. All culture stems from there. All of it.
Not all culture.
Most.
Death metal doesn't come from there.
Western culture.
Death metal comes from Tampa, Florida.
You're right, it does. And I know why. I lived like an hour away from Tampa most of my life. Hour away from Tampa, damn it.
Yeah,
my entire life I lived an hour away from Tampa.
Yeah, you can't
escape.
You're just gonna have to move there.
No,
find out what it is about the place that makes you want to go there, be so close to it.
Fuck that.
Okay. So yeah, the Libyans, as they invaded and conquered Italy,
they brought their culture with them.
They brought
their food,
culture with them, and
as they always do.
Along with that came their delicious pasta.
And the pasta stuck.
And now. So that's who we have all this gluten. That's who we thank for all this gluten that's in our diets. That's killing us and bringing us down, apparently. Yep.
The 7th century Arabs.
Yeah, that's why I'm so unhealthy. It's a gluten, Drew.
All right, so.
You won't take the bait. All right, go.
Nope. The burning of Rome, Chris. What did Nero do during the burning of Rome?
He the whole thing, that's the phrase, playing the violin while the Rome burns. That's apparently he was crazy, and while Rome was burning around him, he was playing his violin or fiddle or whatever he was. He was ignoring the whole thing. And,
so that is wrong.
Wait, what I said is wrong, or a preconceived notion?
That's the story.
That's the story, right?
That's the story that you know.
So I got that right. So I was right.
That is not correct,
but
though.
That's not correct.
That is historically
I never, you know what, but to be honest, though, I never took that literally.
Yeah.
I could see why some people would.
Well, first of all...
But I never did.
When Rome started burning, Nero wasn't even in Rome. He was at one of his villas in Antium.
Makes sense.
About 30 miles away.
While I was performing music, because he didn't know.
And during that time, once he did find out, he was a quote unquote first responder. He got back to Rome as fast as he could and started organizing.
Take me back to Rome.
And started organizing how to put out the fire. Also playing the fiddle. The fiddle won't be invented for maybe another 300-400 years.
Okay, he was playing a harp of some sort. he was playing some sort of stringed instruments with a bow.
You were right though.
But it was a fiddle though.
Everybody says it's a fiddle. He because played a fiddle.
There's some sort of saying that goes with that, and it's supposed to signify. It's an example of like if your world is crumbling around you, everything's going to shit, and you're just like whistling Dixie, you're pretending everything's cool, and you're just trying to move forward. But that's man, why did Nero then get that rep if he is the type of dude that like no I'm on the front lines
how come he turned around like most Roman emperors, power did eventually go to his head. He spent a lot of taxpayers money wrong.
A lot of people didn't like him,
yada yada yada.
A lot of people were talking shit on him. Sorry about that, Nero. Interesting.
So
crazy.
George Washington.
Historical figure George Washington. Apparently, they would put portraits of him above the outhouses in the British Army because nothing made an Englishman shit faster than the sight of George Washington.
Exactly. And what's one of the, I guess, common misconceptions about George Washington?
I'm going to take a guess that you're going to talk about his wooden teeth.
Correct.
Because who the fuck has wooden teeth? Especially someone who, was he the richest president or the poorest president when you take into account?
I think he was the poorest because he actually spent his own personal money to pay the troops at one point in time so they all wouldn't leave.
I think that might make him the richest, actually, because he had the money to do it.
Mm.
He might have been
interesting.
I think he might have been one of the richest presidents we've ever had just because he was a huge landowner at the time.
Nobody ever wore wooden teeth.
Yeah, that sounds...
It's retarded. It's a stupid idea. They're porous.
But I learned that when I was in kindergarten, Drew.
His dentures were made of gold, hippopotamus ivory, lead, animal teeth, including horse and donkey, and probably human teeth from slaves.
Ooh. Gnarly. That last one's really gnarly.
Yeah, well,
it's a whole mixture of things.
Yeah.
Man.
They just kind of found whatever tooth things they could make, even animal teeth, like I said, put them in like this like lead... It was made of lead, but it was like a lead frame that would go in your mouth.
Like the dude from James Bond.
Yes.
Where did the whole wooden teeth thing come from? Was that a poem or a nursery? Or someone was just like, and he had wooden teeth and it stuck.
I don't know.
It must have been someone's like jokey joke routine or something. No. Because that's a weird thing to be out there now. It's like everyone knows he had wooden teeth. And he chopped down a cherry tree, but said I couldn't tell a lie. Or was that Abe Lincoln? No, that was George Washington.
That was George Washington.
Yeah, we know. He lied.
Like a motherfucker. Independence Day.
Yes.
July 4th.
Right. 1776.
1776. Everybody says...
That's when they signed the Declaration of Independence.
The actual signing occurred on August 2nd.
What? But we don't celebrate August 2nd.
The final language of the document was approved by the Second Continental Congress on July 4th, 1776, and it was printed and distributed on July 4th and 5th. But the actual signing occurred on August 2nd, 1776.
Okay.
Almost a full month later.
So they were just like, you know what? We'll just take the act when they first put it together. When the Continental Congress, when they did that
shit.
When
they approved the language.
When they approved it. They were like, spell check, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this is all good. Even nice space down here for the signatures. Okay, fine. We're
exactly.
good. Exactly. We got a nice glass case over here so we can display it.
Didn't get signed for a month later.
Huh.
So all the people celebrating 4th of July, we signed the Constitution. Nope.
No, we didn't. Because that's the first thing that people think of, too, when 4th of July comes around. They're like, woo, today's the day we signed that document. Let's blow up some fireworks because John Hancock wrote his name really large on a piece of paper.
A month later,
August 2nd. We should get some fireworks now and then hold on to them. And then when August 2nd rolls around,
we'll blow them off and everyone will be like, what are you doing? And we're like, the signing of the Declaration, bro.
The final signing, motherfucker. Today's the day. Woo! We're like, what are you talking about? Independence. Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be actually really funny.
It would be. It would be historically accurate.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to delete the last 30 seconds because that's going to make a really funny YouTube video that we're going to make. That's going to be funny.
Okay.
That'll be a little comedy skit. Working on comedy skits. I'm going to be the next David Alan Greer.
I think you should aim a little higher there, Chris.
No, I'm realistic.
All right. So Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yes.
Everyone says he was
extremely short and kept his hand in his jacket because he was cold.
All right. So after his death in 1821, the French emperor's height was recorded as 5'2" in French feet at the time.
French feet,
which is about 5'7". In normal terms.
Okay, so right now
he wasn't short. He was actually slightly taller than the average Frenchman of the time.
I would imagine because haven't we as a species we've gotten taller over the years?
Of sorts, yes.
People were just generally shorter as you go back in time. Like people were shorter. So people now today the worldwide average height for men is 5'8".
He was 5'7".
So if he was 5'7", he's still pretty much average.
Yeah.
That's a little short, but it's still average.
It's not Tom Cruise short.
Yeah, it's not Tom Cruise short. It's not Tom Cruise is a great example. Yeah. I mean, he's not 5. Is he 5'2"? I think he's like 5'5".
Still
5'6".
Napoleon's 2 inches taller than Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that is funny. The whole Napoleon complex.
Yes,
because you're supposed to be making up for something. In his case, supposed to be his height.
Hey, guess what? He wasn't short at all.
But he wasn't short. So where did that come from? What's wrong with people? They're just getting everything screwed up. He's 5'7". Because it was the French feet.
Yeah.
5'2".
They probably didn't do conversions back then.
What's up with French feet? Weren't they just on the metric system anyway? They had their own thing, the French?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking French.
Yeah.
Shout out to our French listeners. But still, guys, come on, get your shit together.
So, Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Cinco de Mayo is celebrated for Mexican Independence Day.
Boom.
But only in America.
Only in America because Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day. Mexico's Independence Day is the day where they declared independence from Spain.
Uh-huh.
And that is celebrated on September 16th.
September 16th.
Cinco de Mayo is the celebration of the Mexican army's victory over the French in the Battle of Puebla.
The Battle of Puebla.
On May 5th, 1862.
Okay. In 1862.
So
it's a celebration of one specific battle.
So every Cinco de Mayo, all these stupid Americans are not celebrating Mexican independence.
We're celebrating the defeat of the French at a battle.
By the Mexicans, yes.
By the Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, I guess turning back to the last thing, anything that defeating of the French, Americans are all for that. What's up all the animosity against the French? The French are okay, I guess. I've been there a couple times. It's one of those things where it's Cinco de Mayo. That's only a reason for people.
Woo! Mexican independence isn't celebrated for another month and a half, you stupid idiot.
We just want to take off
not
work.
Even a month, like 4.5
we
months
just wanna,
later.
We just want to take off work, drink our Mexican beers with a lime in it. I got a misconception for you along those lines.
Okay.
You know how people put their limes in the beer? They put the lime and they shove it in and tip it over, make sure it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not why limes were put in beers or any type of fruit.
I know
why.
I'll let you tell the story.
Yeah, the limes put it at the top to keep the flies out of the bottom.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're not supposed to dump it in there because then the flies will still get in the bottom.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep it on the top.
You keep it on the top, you take it off, you take your sip, you put the bottle down, you put the lime back, and it keeps the whole plugged up.
Yep.
Fortunately, we live in a civilized country where we generally don't have to worry about such horrible things. So we can feel free to put our fruit inside our beer, which is stupid.
Correct.
Common misconceptions.
All right. When you think of the Salem witch trials.
Yes. Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Salem, Massachusetts.
And what did they do with them?
They were burning women, claiming they were witches, and they were,
Not a single person was burned alive in Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, so they hung them all.
There were 20 witches.
They drowned them all.
One of them was stoned to death. The other 19 were hung.
So they hung them all.
All of them.
None of them were burned at the stake.
Not a single
person. No burning of the witches at the stake. But that's the thing, though. You burn the witch at the stake, Drew. How come Why did that happen? If they were all just hung, hanging is so boring. That's just violent and gross. I want to burn my witches at the stake.
I mean, that's more romantic, and it's probably, you know, a lot scarier, yeah. But it's not the way it happened.
One of them was stoned in the restaurant. Why was that one stoned? Probably because it was separate from the rest. Maybe it was the first one. And they're like, ooh, that stoning was, yeah, that was a bad bit of business. Yeah, let's just hang the rest
of
them.
Can we not do that again, please?
I mean, I saw our brains come out of it. Can we just skip straight to the hanging?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's still pretty bad, though. They killed 20 women, accusing them of witches. But even if one of them was a witch, does that make it worth it? What if they found one? What if one of them was a witch? And they, maybe that was the one that got stoned because the hanging didn't work.
She turned me into a nuke, Chris.
She turned me into... But then you got better.
I did get better.
And I'm just saying, what if they were right?
They're not.
I'm just saying, what if they're right and they were witches?
They're wrong.
That's why there are no witches now, because they killed them all back then. Thank you, Salem. Appreciate it.
Yep. They killed all the witches. That's why there are none around today. You are correct.
Yeah, exactly.
The entire witch population.
Boom. Evidence.
What about American Horror Story?
What about American Horror Story? I don't watch that garbage.
One of them had to do with witches, I think. I don't remember. Yeah, I stopped watching. Yeah. It was awful.
I stopped watching it forever.
So that's some historical misconceptions.
Yeah.
A whole lot of them, actually.
Yeah, that was crazy. All the stuff that people just take for granted, things you learn, and it's all wrong. Everything you learn is wrong, people.
Not everything, but a lot of things.
Well,
like,
even part, at least if maybe part of it is right, but part of it is wrong.
So I'm going to get into some cooking misconceptions.
Ooh.
And I found this really interesting because, you know, it's what I do for a living.
This will be fun. Okay.
So people, you know, when you sear the meat.
Yes.
People say you do it to... Why are you searing it?
To lock in the flavor.
Boom! This actually might cause meat to lose moisture because it's a harder burn on it, and there's, you know, less moisture because it gets burned away. Generally, the value in searing meat is it creates a brown crust of rich flavor.
Yeah.
Via the Maillard reaction.
Yeah. But you do have that nice, especially on the
edges.
Exactly. But
actual searing, it doesn't lock in any moisture.
It's not locking nothing in.
Nothing is being locked in. Mm-hmm. Not a goddamn thing.
You're just making a delicious crust.
Yes.
Which is still good.
Yes.
But just know why you're searing is what you're saying.
Correct.
I thought I was locking in the flavor.
You're not locking in any... There's no flavor.
I thought I was
locking.
Going to flavor country.
You are going to flavor country, but it's not being locked in. It's being created by the Maillard effect.
Okay.
Recently, I mean, you would think that cold water would freeze faster than hot water.
Yeah, because it's already partway there.
Recently, it's been scientifically proven that is false. Billy D, the man...
What, is he the one that conducted the experiment?
No, the man in his infinite wisdom...
I'm just saying, Dr. Divine...
He always used to say that...
His doctor
that
is
hot
a little
water,
fishy.
That hot water...
You always said it froze faster?
It froze faster because... He said because it's a cool... Because boiling is a cooling effect, so it's already going through a sort of cooling process. And it's vaguely true like that. Mm-hmm. Apparently, when you heat up water, it has something to do with covalent bonds, blah, blah, blah.
But covalent bonds!
But when it's hot, water...
it's active. It's the molecules are bouncing around.
Well, they're further apart, so they can cool and heat up faster.
Okay.
So when it's hot, the particles are further apart, and somehow it cools faster. So boiling water actually does cool faster than lukewarm water or even cold water.
Man, that just goes against like common sense, you would think.
Mm-hmm. Well, and another one along those lines.
Not when you know the science, though.
When, you know, when the wind's really going, you say the wind...
The wind blows! The wind is blowing! Look at that wind blow.
Wind doesn't blow, Chris.
What does it do?
When you think of wind blow, you see, you know...
It's blowing in my face. I can feel it blowing in my face.
The old man made out of a cloud blowing, you know, out of his... Exactly. Yeah. That would mean there's a pressure or some force behind the air moving it forward.
Yeah.
That is wrong. Wind is actually created by a vacuum at which air is being sucked into the vacuum.
So it's being pulled.
Yes. The wind is being pulled, not pushed. So it sucks, it doesn't blow.
Wind sucks.
The wind sucks.
The wind sucks.
Literally.
So the old man that's blowing the wind. He's actually sucking.
Yes.
He's one of
taking
those
a giant bong swat of air. Exactly.
That's the closest thing I had to stoner type humor. All right, there you go. Wind doesn't blow.
It sucks.
It sucks.
No, when you think of the Great Wall of China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
You can see it from space. The only man-made structure you can see from space. That's one of the things I think. That's one of my conceptions.
most. Oh, where is it? Hang on. Where'd it go? Hang on, I lost it. That's false. Actually, it's commonly claimed that the Great Wall of China not seen from space, but it's the only human-made object that you can see from the moon. Is what they say.
From the moon, but the moon's in outer space.
That's false.
But the moon.
None of the Apollo astronauts reported seeing any specific human-made objects from the moon. Even Earth-orbiting astronauts can barely see it.
Huh.
Shuttle astronaut Jay Apt has been quoted as saying, "The Great Wall is almost invisible only from 180 miles up."
Okay.
So you can't see it from space.
All right, so I was wrong. Preconceived notion smashed.
Speaking of China, did you know, when you think, you know, we go to the Chinese buffet, right? Quote unquote Chinese buffet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the one thing you always get at the end of the meal?
The fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie.
Yep. Well, yeah, that one, that's not a... It was invented in San Francisco.
It was invented in Japan and brought via San Francisco.
It's Japanese.
The cookies are extremely rare in China, where they are actually seen as symbols of American cuisine. The Chinese think fortune cookies are American.
That's great. And they're like, oh, look at that great American cuisine. They stuff our sayings in there.
Yes.
And ways to translate certain words, how to pronounce certain words.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Chinese lucky numbers.
That's a lot like how Taco Bell in Mexico is marketed as American food.
Well, it's because it is. Real Mexicans don't eat that shit.
Yeah, well, they'll eat it because it's like, oh, American.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. American taco. I mean, traditional Mexicans don't use flour tortillas in anything. Like, everything's ooh. Corn. Like, ooh, it's all corn tortillas.
An American Mexican pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of Japanese.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You mentioned Japan.
Sushi.
Ah, yeah, sushi.
It is. What is sushi?
Sushi is sticky rice and fish. Raw fish.
Pow. Did you know? So when you think sushi, you think raw fish. People think sushi means raw fish. Sushi means sour rice.
Sour rice?
And it has to do with the rice portion. Sushi does not always contain fish.
No.
And often contains cooked fish. It can also contain any number of ingredients, including vegetables and other non-meat products.
Yeah, there's one that's it's rice and avocado.
Yeah. Technically, that's sushi. Because it has to do with the rice, not the fish.
It's my favorite sushi.
So, Chris, you like sushi?
I like the yeah, that one.
No, you like sushi.
I
do.
I do like the yeah. Rice.
Yeah.
I like rice.
Sour rice.
Yeah. Huh. But it's sour is like vinegar, right? When they mean sour?
It's rice wine vinegar.
Rice wine vinegar, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm not like sour. Not like I'm popping lemon heads.
No. And last of the foods.
Okay.
When you think of Twinkie, what do you think?
I think Hostess. I think how it's golden and it's cream filled, and for a while it's gone, but now it's back, but it's smaller.
People say you used to have an infinite shelf life. What?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Two things that will,
the Family Guy episode.
The two things that will survive a nuclear explosion:
cockroaches and Twinkies.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Twinkies have a shelf life of about 45 days.
That's it. How did the infinity come about? For how did they go from 45 days to infinity?
45 days.
There are plenty of other things that last longer than 45 days. Twinkies only last 45 days? Man, I've had Twinkies that were a month old thinking I was fine. That was a bad
move. 45 days.
Man, I had no idea. Fail. Twinkie, fail.
Gonna go into some... Yeah, we're actually gonna finish up with a couple of... Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, well, not completely finished up. Close. Going to come around with some stuff about the animal kingdom.
Ooh. Animalis.
So, bullfighting.
Yes. España. España.
The bull is, you know, it's a... It's a red cape.
It's a red cape. And they anger the bull with the red cape to make a charge. And then they stab it with a sword until it's dead.
Cows can only see black and white. They're dichromats. They only see black and white. Red doesn't even...
It's not even a thing.
No color value. Everything's in shades of gray.
So it's just a gray. So they're just seeing the movements of a cape. They're being...
And some asshole pricking them with spears.
That would make me want to, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'll charge you.
Yeah, yeah.
With the horns on my head.
Yep. When bulls see red, they don't know what red is. They don't.
I don't like bullfighting. I think it's pretty weak. You know, like, I mean, come on, you try to kill a bull with your sword. Whenever a bullfighter gets gored, it's a great day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great day for the bulls and for justice.
What do you think? The old saying,
mm-hmm.
blind as an
old syphilitic whore or a bat. As a bat. Because bats are sonic to use, though.
Okay. So 70% of bat species, mainly the microbats.
The tiny bats.
Tiny. So anywhere from, you know, like maybe.
Like a vampire bat, because vampire bats are small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do use echolocation to navigate.
Right.
But they can see.
I mean, they do have eyes on them.
And
they're
almost
like moles.
Every bat in the megabat, so fruit bats.
Yeah, the big motherfuckers.
They don't even use echolocation.
Oh, really? They just look where they're going?
Yep.
All right. So blind of a bat. All right. That made me think of another saying that is a wrong saying involving animals, but I don't want to say it in case you got it. I'll wait to
see. No, that's the last one.
Okay. When someone is, we're talking about someone that's really fit and they never get sick, they are healthy as a
ox.
Or bull.
Horse. Healthy as a horse. Yeah, the healthy as a horse. You've heard that.
Sure.
People say it all the time. Healthy as a horse. Horses are very sickly animals.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, not healthy animals. You don't want to compare yourself to a horse for health reasons. But yeah, that's funny though. Blind as a bat. Bats aren't blind.
Yep. Nope. Nope. They're not blind at all.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, and last but not least, this happens. It happens all the time with everybody in this freaking country.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
We're in America. We're preserving
America. We're preserving American culture.
We're spreading.
Our seed, evangelical Christianity. What are we spreading? We're spreading our manifest destiny.
Democracy.
We're spreading democracy. I knew it. Democracy.
Democracy. So one would think that here in America we are a democracy.
Yes. yeah, democracy. Half of our political party, they're Democrats.
Yeah, America is not a democracy. We are a federal constitutional republic.
Republic like the Republicans. That's the other half.
A republic. Could you say the Pledge of Allegiance real quick for me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and for the republic for which it stands.
That's all. You can stop right there.
One nation under God, indivisible, for a nation. The under God part was added in the 60s.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, by someone in Texas.
Go figure.
Yeah.
So yeah, even in our freaking Pledge of Allegiance, it says what kind of government we are.
For a second there, when he said say the Pledge of Allegiance, for a split second, I freaked out. I was like, what if I can't remember the pledge? I haven't said it in years.
It just comes back.
It just comes.
Yeah. You've been indoctrinated.
I am indoctrinated. We are initiated. Because we are initiated.
Yes, the United States is a federal constitutional government in which the president of the United States,
right.
Congress,
president,
and judiciary share powers reserved to the national government.
The
federal government shares sovereignty with the state governments, and this is all done with laws and a constitution.
So we got a constitution, we got the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch, the lawmaking branch, the judging branch, and the guy that's in charge.
And
that makes that's actually a republic.
Yes, a republic. That's what makes it a republic. Now we have some democratic tendencies,
which is the whole voting,
the voting thing. Because in a pure democracy, is a form of government in which all eligible citizens participate equally, either directly or indirectly through elected representatives.
Like when you vote for a school class president.
Exactly, you're voting for in a true democracy. You'd be voting on everything. I mean, yes, we have, you know, the judicial branch, the executive branch, the legislative branch. That's what makes us a republic. Just having quote-unquote senators and a Senate,
yeah,
that's more Athens-y democracy.
Right.
So
it's a kind of a combination of different ideas and things.
Exactly.
Because the Brits, they got parliament.
Yes.
Which is like a Senate type of deal, right?
Yeah.
But they don't have they have the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
But well, they also got the queen.
Well, you see, the thing is,
I'm trying to think of this in terms of that, because obviously that's part of the template that the American government was built on, because we broke off from the British. So we took their parliament and turned into a Senate. But then added more oversight? Is that what the whole, with the adding the three?
The Constitution things? And a lot of separation of powers, because in most democracies, the executive, the legislative, and the legislative branches, that's pretty much one thing.
Yeah.
And all the powers consolidated there. And in all reality, a majority rules in a democracy. If 51 people of... If 51 versus 49, 51 wins every time. There is no oversight. If we were in a...
There's like no veto power and stuff.
If we were in a pure democracy, the Jim Crow laws would probably still be in effect.
Because there's so many people in the South.
Because in Mississippi, if that's the way they wanted it, that's the way they would have it.
Yeah.
There would be no oversight. There would be no unconstitutional this, that, because that's what makes us a republic.
So that because we have a republic, that's why now we can have things like the federal government is granting rights to gay couples that states won't do.
Exactly.
And federal judges are turning over state laws and
that
stuff.
Wouldn't be able to happen in a democracy.
Based 100% on the Constitution.
Yeah. Which makes us a republic.
For which it stands.
And what makes me really angry is when, like, our congressmen and senators and even the president of the United fucking States goes out there and says, we're spreading democracy!
Yeah.
And we're not a democracy.
Well,
in the slightest.
I guess that's just... then it's a marketing tool. It's just shorthand. It's anti-totalitarian.
But there are other ways of doing that. I mean,
without saying it, but then that would start confusing people. We are gonna establish republics. Like, what? Wait, I thought we were doing this democracy thing. Now we're doing a republic thing. Well, we are a republic. Whoa, what? What are you talking about? No, we're a democracy.
No,
we're not.
No, we're a federal.
Yeah, what was
constitutional
again? Federal constitutional republic. We are a federal constitutional republic for which it stands. One nation, indivisible. I cut out the other God part.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds weird about the other God part.
No, it doesn't.
No, it sounds strange. It doesn't have the right cadence. One nation, under God, indivisible.
One nation, and justice. Indivisible.
No, see, now liberty and justice. You're missing something. It's like a song. It's like you just took out a quarter of a bar, and now all of a sudden you're changing time signatures.
No, I'm
drummer
playing,
is lost.
Dude, you're playing a cover. I'm playing the original, bruh.
No. I'm playing the updated, like, special edition version,
the
George
remaster?
Lucas style.
Yeah, well,
guess
what? The original was better and probably the best.
No. They got it right. I'm telling you, timing-wise, they got it right. Take out, if you don't like the words, take out the words, but put other words in there. We still need those beats. One nation, dot, 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 indivisible. One nation, all together.
Balls in your mouth.
One nation.
Balls in your mouth.
Balls in your mouth.
Indivisible.
With liberties and justice.
How about One Nation Tim Howard?
One Nation Tim Howard indivisible. Yes, there you go. Shout out to Tim Howard.
Shout out to Tim Howard. Did you know that soon after that, somebody changed... the Secretary of Defense,
the Wikipedia
article for the United States Secretary of Defense to Tim Howard.
Yeah.
And then I guess today the actual Secretary of Defense called Tim Howard to chat about it.
That's funny. Is that funny? Secretary of Defense. Who would that be? That would be John Kerry, Secretary of State. I have no idea.
Some douchebag.
Some guy. Yeah. I don't know. Huh.
So if Americans are so bad at soccer, why did we just...
Well, I mean, We're a middle of the pack team.
Tim Howard just had the most saves in any FIFA World Cup match ever.
Apparently, that's what Tim Howard does, yo. That's why the dude's not playing the MLS. That's why he's playing in Europe.
I know. Did you see any of the internet memes of things Tim Howard can save?
Not yet. No.
there were a bunch of things of things Tim Howard could save. Yeah. One of them, it shows him, coming down on Eddard Stark.
Uh-huh.
And Tim Howard's in there saving Eddard Stark. he's stopping the final blow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, other weird things, but all of that nature. Howard saving things.
There's a petition in Washington, D.C.
Look up hashtag things Tim Howard can save.
There's a petition, I think, in Washington, D.C. to change an airport to Tim Howard International Airport.
It totally should.
Yeah.
It totally should. That. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was a legendary performance. Yeah. The dude came out shining, gleaming, looking great. Everton owes him extra dough, so extra pounds.
Every time.
Because people are going to want him after this.
I mean, we only lost 2-1. It easily could have been 18-1.
Yeah, yeah. It could, yeah. A lesser goalie in there. Yeah,
it literally could have been 18-1.
Yeah. What were they saying, though? The guys were saying that he's like top five goalies, one of the top five goalies in the world.
Probably ever.
Only problem is I think the Belgian guy, he was like really good too. So.
Well, yeah, totally.
And that American didn't get that many shots off anyway.
Yeah.
Tim Howard was amazing. He was amazing. Speaking of soccer, have you heard about the buzz over the Kaká signing?
Yes. People are going crazy.
All over. I mean,
the world people are going crazy.
Yeah, they
for
are.
It.
I did a Google search for like Orlando City Kaká, And I tried to read articles outside of it. And obviously, the Sentinel and stuff like that. You're going to be like, oh, this is great, blah, blah, inside perspective. But I want to see what other people are looking from the outside in and what they were saying about Orlando and signing what it meant for MLS. And, like, I was saw a lot of comment section. A lot of people were, like, super excited for this season in general because not only did that happen, but New York, they signed this dude from Spain, like David Villa or something like that.
Some crazy
some
asshole.
Some dude, yeah, he's supposed to be amazing, too. Yeah. And then on top of that, I think this is pretty recent. Clint Dempsey, he signed with Seattle.
He was with them last year, I thought.
Was he? So maybe he signed with them last year. And then obviously this season, this World Cup upped his profile.
Yeah.
So like a lot of people are extremely excited for the upcoming, for 2015. Like people just want this season to be over with, start the next season with the expansion teams and the new signed players and shit, get it going. People are really, really excited for that. People are really happy for Orlando, having a team and the market and all that. It's cool. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun being on the positive side of some news for once in this area.
It's gonna be awesome.
And there's some great pictures too. If you look online from the Kaká the press conference they did at halftime of the U.S. Belgium game, Wall Street Plaza downtown,
full.
Amazing how many people are there. It's full. Incredible. And it looks really cool in the pictures.
Yeah.
It looks really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kaká! Kaká! Hopefully, I want people to start doing that in the crowd.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Kaká! 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 This is so stupid. He's like, why are they doing that?
We're American. Shut up.
They don't have Ravens in Europe. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't get. Yeah.
He's very confused by that.
So, yeah. That was Dr. Drew's 2 cents this week, Chris. Or
preconceived
month, or
notions smashed. No, that's not really a smash. Sorry. Preconceived notion smashed.
That's pretty good. Right. So, yeah. That's a little better. There we go. I smashed some preconceived notions.
I learned a lot
told
of stuff.
Told you the truth about some shit that you were wrong about, Chris.
Told me the truth totally about Viking wrong. Helmets.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
That's what I'm here for, dude.
Dr. Juice's scents.
That's what I do.
Those are two good scents there. Not wooden nickels at all. Actual copper pennies.
Sweet.
You know, if you melt down all a bunch of pennies, I had a bunch of pennies.
Uh-huh.
Like, see,
they're aluminum.
No, are they aluminum?
Yeah, with copper coating.
Well, you can still get the copper.
Just a little bit. It's less than a penny's worth of copper.
I just heard that if you melt down all the pennies, like if you had a bunch of pennies and melt them down, and then you could sell the metal, it's worth more than the actual. Actual worth of the pennies themselves. Like if you had $5 worth of pennies and you melt them down, you get more than $5 worth of.
Back in the day.
Maybe even find pennies with the years before 19 whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if they are copper, then
Who's got a penny?
But not.
You got a penny?
Yeah, no. Not these shitty pennies we got now.
Where are my pennies at? Old pennies before 1996.
All the silver dollars I have are worth more in silver than a dollar now.
That makes sense. So if you melt those down.
Oh.
But the only problem, the problem is, though, we melt some down American currency.
I know, it's illegal.
That is illegal, the face thing. Have you heard about the Where's George dollars?
I know about them.
You know about them? Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. The stamp of the Where's George? You go to the website, yeah, publish a series. Yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah, totally. The face thing. Yeah, yeah. What about all the Bill Murray dollars out there?
Bill Murray dollars?
Man, yeah, there's some dude who took a bunch of dollar bills and made George Washington into Bill Murray. So a bunch of Bill Murray dollars out there.
I want a Bill Murray dollar. I want to traffic with more, use more cash now. Yeah. Just so I can try to find a Bill Murray dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, just Google it. No, it's a lot easier.
Exactly. Then you can see.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
That's the end. We're out.
That's the end. We're out.